Okay, we are at the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and we saw the Gemara quotes of the Mishnah in the Darim. The Mishnah said that originally they said Shalosh Nashim Yitzis Venitlis Ksuva Ha'imeres Tmeni Lacha Shemayim Beni Labincha Netzulanim and Yehudim, that there were three women that through no fault of their own, seemingly, they were not able to remain in the marriage, and therefore they were able to leave the marriage and they get a ksuba. But Chazru Leimar L'Shleita Ishin Esuna Einer Ba'achem Mekalkelas Al Baila, and therefore Hameris Tamani Lecha Tavi Raya L'Dvarea Hashemayim Beini L'Beincha Yasu Derech Bakasha Netzulanim Min Yehudim Yafachelke. Yes, so we said that they went back to say that these three women, because there's a concern that maybe she is Nesenes Ineva Acher, and therefore we said if she says Tamani Lecha, she has to bring a raya. If it's Shemayim Bein Levincha, Yasir Derech Bakasha. And Tuvani Min Yehudim, we said the case was that she says that Tashmish is difficult for her. So Yafachelke Shamashtei. So he has to be made for his chelik in order to be with her. But the rest, it's chal legabi everyone else. So the Gemara had a question, which we ended off with yesterday. Yiboylehu, about 7-8 lines in the bottom of Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Yiboylehu neturani min Yehudim liyavam mahu. So what is the din legabi yavam? When we take a look at Rashi, four lines down there, wider lines, liyavam mahu. Mi asira liyavam fe neder zeh shenadr b'chai baylah. So she made a nether saying that Tashmish is difficult for me and it's nothing personal as such, and you shouldn't suspect me, but it's just very difficult and painful and so on. So we said the nether is chal klapi everyone. Legabi the Baal, he's made for that chelik, that's considered to be dvar mishubeinu lebeina, and so on. And the question is the nether, was the nether chal now when the husband dies, klapi the yavam? That is the shayla of the Gemara. Netulani min Yehudim liyavam mahu. What are the study of shayla? Mi maska adaita demayiz vayla v'naflikami yavam. Does she consider the fact that maybe her husband will die and she might fall to the yavam, and therefore perhaps she was having in mind to make the neder against the yavam? Oy loy. So let's just see the study of shayla again in Rashi one more time. Mi maska adaita demayiz vayla b'leibanim, that perhaps her husband will die without children. V'nafla kami yavam, and she's going to fall to the yavam. V'nadra nami adaita didei, and her nether was also vis-a-vis against the yavam. U'baal lehefer, and the baal was not made for that portion. Ela lechelkoi, he was only made for the portion which was relevant to him. Dvarm shebeinu lebeina, which it's within his remit to be mefer. The yavam nami lematzi mefer. Shafiru Baal in a mefer b'koyed min vasurla, even that the husband himself is not able to be mefer with the previous nedarim, and therefore the neder will be chal vis-a-vis the yavam, and therefore there will have to be chalitza done in such a case. Perhaps when she made the neder and she said, "Look, Tashmish is difficult for me," netulani mina yehudim, le'aska. Adaite, says Rashi, v'le nadrezu el leser atzmal kol mi shumuteris lai al-yidei kibushi baila. What was going through her mind at the time is, in the event that my husband divorces me, so I'm asking myself on all of those men, and why did you do this? V'le hafiz daitei shal bal shule yach shedena b'nisene zeyne v'acher kadesh shisratz al-agarsha, meaning you shouldn't think that I have anything against you and that I'm interested in another man, because I made a nether asking myself from all men. But the yavam who will remain in a state of issa to her even post gershin, so the nether was never really chal klapi the yavam, in which case when the husband dies, now there is an option for her to be umuteraslay imaze by love like Yersha. So that was the Shaila of the Gemara. So we have a machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. So Rav Amar Yavam Ene Kabal, Vishmuel Amar Yavam Harehu Kabal. So what does it mean? He's not like the Baal, he is like the Baal. So Rashi says Ene Kabal means he's not like the Baal, she yet sarich lahafra kabal, that there's a requirement of hafara like there was a requirement of a farah klapi the baal, meaning that either the baal nadra the tzarech ulahafer aval liyavam muteres b'lei hafara, meaning she never had in mind the yav in the first place, because she assumed that even if my husband divorces me, she's still going to remain asa to the yavam, and therefore the nether was never chal vis-a-vis the yavam, and therefore she's muteris either to be with the yavam, so yivam and chalitza are an option. That is rav. Yavam in a kabal, Shmuel Amar no, yavam is like the baal, and therefore yivam is not an option. So Amar Abaya, kavasi the rav mistabra. It's mistabra to say like rav that the yavam is not like the baal. She never had in mind the baal, and therefore yivam is an option. This nan we learned in our mishnah haniderus hanami yivama b'chay ba'ila. So a woman made a nether against her brother-in-law. She was happily married to her husband, and she made a nether asking hana from her brother-in-law. What does it say? If it was done mechayev b'ayla, kofin isay shiachlitz. We force a chalitza. Now the in isa, like Shmuel said, the yavam is like a baal, and maybe she is askadaitu. She has in mind. She considers the possibility that maybe her husband will die, maybe she'll fall to the yavam, and so on. V'misa the maskadaita. So then mevakshin miboile. We should have said that we will not force him to do chalitza, but rather we will only request it. In other words, we said, like Rashi says in the top Rashi, de'ika lemeimar lahachi ichavna, meaning in a situation where we have reason to believe that this was a bit of a sinister plot going through her mind, in the event that she falls through her yavam, she doesn't want to do yibam, and therefore she's going to kind of corner him and make it halachically impossible for him to ever be miyavam her, we don't play ball, we don't allow that, and we will not force him to do chalitza. But rather, we will try and request a chalitza. So if you're telling me that a yavama is aska adaiti about the possibility that maybe she's going to fall to the yavam, and that's the reason why you're saying that yavam is kabal and so on, so why in the Mishnah do we force a chalitza in that case? It should only be a case of mevakshin. That's the Gemara's proof. And that's what Abaye says, it's a proof to Rav. Says the Gemara, Shmuel can get out of this, the reason why she never really thought in the Mishnah of the possibility of her husband dying and her falling to Yibam is because her husband had children. The Kuli Haile Maskadaita, meaning a woman is going to think that, oh, maybe the children will die first, and then my husband will die, and then I'll be skulka to yibam, and therefore I better go ahead and be raya sanayla and make some type of provision in order to prevent me from ever having the possibility of yibam to kulihai lemaskadaitis. So that's the way that Shmuel would be able to be miyashiv the raya, Abaye's raya from the Mishnah. But really, in this particular case, in the Tzuron Yimin Yehudim, Shmuel will stick with his guns, and Shmuel will say that yavam hareyu kabal. So the Gemara asks and says, the Gemara says that Aval Ein Labanim. So if you're going to make an ukimta, the Mishnah that is speaking about where she has children, the husband has children, what would you say if there's no children? Aval Ein Labanim, Mai Mavakshin, because maybe she is Mastik Adaita, that maybe her husband will die, maybe she'll fall to Yibam, and therefore the oven is Kabbal, and so on. Then you would say that the Mishnah would have said only mavakshin as opposed to force. So adatani miskaven lekach. So why did the Mishnah need to give a chilek as to whether she had specific intention to answer herself on the yavam or not? Adatani miskaven lekach. Afila b'chay b'ayla mavakshin mimenu shiachlitz la. Why say that case, which shows like a very clear sinister plot that she had? This is what she had in mind at the time. That we force him to give her chalitza, because then it's lemaskadaita. Our ein labanim, where it is maskadaita, levakshin. It's a raya, like Shita's Rav, and that is how we come out. Hadralach Beis Shammai. Okay, we move on to Peret Cheresh, where we're going to have a big discussion both in this Mishnah and in the Mishnayos. This is divided into about four or five Mishnayos, but this Peret is just this one big Mishnah. And we're going to discuss the halachas and the level of marriage between a Cheresh and a Pitachas, and if there's a Ksuba for a Cheresh, for a Sheita, if there's a Chilas Truma, and these types of situations. So let's see. Zak the Mishnah. Cheresh and also Pitachas. So this is going to be some type of a Kedushin de Rabbanim. Upikech and also Cheresh is also be a Kedushin de Rabbanim. So if they want, they can remain married. Obviously, to the extent that they're misak in the marriage, then it seems posh at the rotz lahitzi. The finish is to divorce. If he wants to divorce, he can divorce. The rotz lekayim obviously seems to be the davar posh to the extent that they were misak in a kedushin for them. So obviously, in rotz lekayim, they can be mekayim. But the finish is, if they want to divorce, they can divorce. Rashi explains.
What's that? You could give a get
in any
marriage.
In any marriage, you can give a get, but the chiddush is, like the Mishnah goes on to say, k'shem shu kainis bermiza, kafu moitzi bermiza. So be it a cheresh, that he's the one with the disability, that he needed to make gestures to be mekadesh the pitachas, or if it was the pikech, who he saw by the gestures of the Chereshes that she was interested in the Kedushin. So just like the marriage was created through a certain amount of remiza, of signs and so on, so kahu mitzi remiza, so as long as it's on the same level. If you look at the first Rashi over here, Rashi says, Geshim shukinis remiza, ma tam ka amar, kalaymar, ki Kedushin, kach gerishin. It's on the same level. Meaning the chayin pikeach becharesis beremiza konas sheramas beetzba adshnis ratzis loy. So he is making ramazim with his fingers to see if she's interested. Uberemiza imratzalaitzi yotzi, and so too, he's able to be mitzi her with ramiza. So it's on the same level. Once it's on the same level, we're okay. Kashim shakrinis beremiza kachem mitzi ramiza. Case number two. Pikeach shenasa pikachas, that's a kedushin deraisa. V'nischarsha, and then she lost her ability of sight and sound. V'nischarsha, she became a chereshes. So here the kedushin was a kedushin deraisa, but we still say imratza yoytzi v'imratza yikayim. Obviously, if he wants to be mekayim, but if he wants, he's allowed to be mitzi her. Why, says Rashi? Why? To beget loyboin and dasa isha, kedemefarsh to come on b'masnisim. Now we're going to see that there's going to be two things which potentially could prevent a gerushin. Number one, shema yinagum ba minag hefker, which might be a consideration, that's a consideration to Rabbanan. And the second consideration is if she is a meshalcha the eina chazeris. Right, she has to be the shulchem yibesoi, but if she's constantly coming back, I'm going to see a fascinating machlokes tanoim brought in Tosfos as to the gather of mishal chavina chizeres, what that means. But those are the considerations which might prevent a gerushin from taking place. When it comes to chereshes, we say that she has sufficient das to say that neither one of these things will be problematic. So pekechnas pekechas v'nischar shemotze yetsim motze yikayim. Nishtatis, but if she becomes insane, then lo yotzi. Then he's not able to be mitzir. Nischarish hu nishtate. So unlike her, if he even becomes a cheresh, for sure becomes a shoyte. But if he becomes a cheresh, einoy mitzir elamis. Then he's not able to be mitzir. Here Rashi says nischarish hu lacha kedushin hoil the kedushel gemurin ayu. So the Tanakhama makes a distinction. If he married her when he was a pikach and he became a cheresh, he's not able to be mitzir. If he married her when she was a pikachas and she became nischash, and he can be mitzir. So comes along Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and disagrees. It's more in the Gemara that he actually disagrees, but on Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri from Lashna Mishnah, you might have thought he doesn't. He's just saying, Mipnei ma ho ishish nischash yoytza What's the difference? The Gemara is going to say, he is in fact arguing on the Tanna Kamma, and he would say that no, if an Isha is Nischarsha, you're not able to be Maitziar. Why should there be a difference? If the man became a Chereshi, she can't be Maitziar, but if the woman became a Chereshi, she can. I disagree. To which they responded, Amrulai, and they said to him, Eina Deima Ish Hamigarish Leisha Hamiskaleshis. There's a great difference between the two. Sha'isha Yetzel Ritzainim Shalir Ritzainim. There's no requirement of her Ratzin. Vaish Eina Maitzi Elal Ritzainai. And being that he has subsequently become a Chayrish, he is lacking. We don't know what his Ratzin is anymore. He's not considered to be a Bardeya. In which case, that's the reason why he is not able to be Megarish. So that is the answer which they gave Rabbi Yechim and Nuri. Now, hey, is Rabbi Yechim and Gud Gudah, Alach HaReshes, Shehisiyah via Shehiyah Yitzah Beget. So, this was Mamish, this is analogous to our previous case. Just like the previous case was a Pikach, not a Pikachas, which was a Kedushin D'Araisa, and then she subsequently was Nischarsha, so too, this is a case of Kedushin D'Araisa, in that the father married her off. Father marrying off the daughter, speaking to Sadi Shoza, that is a condition of Diraisa. So the case was a via, she see a via, and nevertheless, she yotza the get. She is able to go out with a get. So you see very clearly this concept that even though the condition was a condition of Diraisa, if she subsequently became a Chereshis, like the previous case with the Machlik, Sorbonne, and Yechim, and Nuri, she is able to go out. To which he said, Amrulai, Amzuk Yetzibo. No, I think this is the same and she wouldn't be able to go out. Tesis says over here, fascinating. Tesis asks in Hayat Rabbi Yechim and Gudgudah, second line down, end of the line, Vim Taimar. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri, Lama taka enem miskarishis. Hare enachizeris, kishimar amzimlo. Why does Rabbi Yechim ben Nuri say that you can't be megarish chareshis? Why? What do you mean? What's wrong? He will gesture to her that she should leave, she won't come back. What's the issue? What's the issue? Just like a cheresh nasa chereshes, you can divorce, so we're not concerned about these things. So what's the difference over here? He put something in her hand, and at that stage, at that moment, she's chazeres. The Eina Mevina Ad Shemitziyane Saw Al Karcha. The penny only drops once he kind of pushes her out, so to speak, against her will. Then she is Eina Chizeres. It seems to be the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechim and Nuri and the Chachamim is this din that you have to be a Vishulchami Besa. Vishulchami Besa. Rabbi Yechim and Nuri says it's Mamish at the moment of Vishulcha. That's when she needs to understand very clearly the implications. The Gemara says in Gittin that if a man gives a paper to a woman and she thinks it's a check, she thinks it's a shtar chayiv, and then she reads it and she sees that it's a get, then either we say it's not a good get, he has to give it again. So she obviously has to know something. But here we're saying legabi the dinner of mishalcha the chizeres. The Yechim Nuri says it's got to be b'shas ma'isa literally. Good. Next.
So when you put it into a woman's rishus, presumably something where she sees and does what it is.
Yes, if you put a get in a woman's chatzis, so then the Gemara says that it's got to be mishtemeres ladaita. So the chatzis has got to be mishtemeres ladaita.
She doesn't know she's being sent away at the moment.
What's that?
If she doesn't know it's there, she doesn't know she's being sent away.
Right, so we'll have to see. I mean, that's the Gemara at the beginning of the 8th parak of Gittin, in the beginning of Hazirik. So the Gemara says, from what I recall, it says, Vahu, that she's a medis in the chatzar at the time, so she understands what has happened. And if she wasn't there, then it wouldn't work, I believe. Next case, and yeah, this is another mission also. Beis achin chershin and nesuin a beis achayos chershus. So it's like for like over here. Beis achin chershin and nesuin beis achayos chershus. Elushte achayos pikchus. So again, it's still like for like, and they're all exactly even, equally matched. Here the case is a chiddush that even though one is a chereshes and one is a pikachas, oy beis achayis chereshes nisuos l'shnei achin pikchin. So you have two sisters who are Chershis, and they're married to two Pikin, two brothers of Pikin. The point is, in all of these cases, it's two brothers and two sisters. It's two brothers and two sisters. There is some type of a disability over here in one of the two. One is a cherish, both of them are cherishin, but there's definitely a disability, and it's two brothers and two sisters, and there is some type of a kedushin dirabonin which has taken place. And being that it's two brothers and two sisters, and all of the above, arba ele pturis min chalitza min ayivum, because it's two brothers and two sisters, and therefore it's going to be achis isha, and therefore they are pturis. Rashi says the hoil v'shtein cherishes shneim charshim. There is a marriage, albeit a marriage to Rabbanan, and it's two brothers to two sisters, so therefore the woman, the Yavama, is going to be Yotza midin achis isha. Whereas, but if they were not two sisters, they were not related as such, they're just co-wives, and the Kedushin was a Kedushin to Rabbanan, so we would say yichnaisu, then it's possible to be kainis them. you can't do chalitza, but you could be miyabim. Vemrotzu lahitzi yitziu. So you cannot do a cheresh, cannot do chalitza, and so on. Like we mentioned, cheresh cannot do chalitza. So because you have to be va'omar in the klal of va'omar va'omra, and there's a kolorei lebila, as we've seen a few times. So therefore, the only thing you could do would be to marry them, and then you could subsequently divorce if you so chose. Next case, Shnei Achin, Echad Cheresh, Echad Pikeach. So two brothers, one's a Cheresh, one's a Pikeach, and it's in the Shtei Achayais, Pikeis. So one of them has got a marriage diraisa, one is a Pikeach, Shnasa Pikeachas, and one is a Cheresh, Shnasa Pikeachas. So Meis Cheresh, Bal Pikeachas. That was a Kedushin to Rabbanan of sorts. Meis cheresh bal pikachas, mayas pikeach bal pikachas. What should the brother who is a pikeach do to his sister-in-law who is a pikachas? Teitzim mishum achis isha. Well, she's going to go out because of achis isha. It's two brothers and two sisters. So she's going to be yotzim mishum achis isha. Teitzim mishum achis isha. Meis pikeach bal pikachas. If the pikeach bal pikachas dies, mayas cheresh bal pikachas. So here we say the cheresh was married to a pikachas. His marriage is only a marriage to rabbanim. And now a woman who is married to a raisa with a proper marriage and the zika falls to him. So what does he do with his wife? Mayas cheresh bal pikachas. So mitzi yishka beget. He needs to divorce his wife. Because there's a woman who's properly skukaloi, she is now connected to him. So mitzi ish to beget, and the ish is achiv asura la'olam. Now that he divorced his wife, so he's also not allowed to be with the other woman. Rashi explains mitzi ish to beget, middle of the page, mitzi ish to beget the zikas achisa haba mikach kedushin gemurim. Right, the zika of the sister. That was a piker shnasa pikachas. That was a proper kiddushin. That will now aser the ein kher be kiddushin dida litchayse mishum achis isha, because it was only kiddushin de rabbanan. And now eishes achiv, his brother's wife, asur la'olam de cheresh lechalitz. He cannot do chalitza. V'lechnas yafshim mishum achis isha. So he's not going to be able to be with either one of them. Shnei achim pikchin nesuin l'shtei achoyos. So two sane brothers are married to two sisters, Achas Chereshes, the Achas Pikachas. So Meis Pikech Bal Chereshes, which is a Kedushin to Rabbanan, Mayas Pikech Bal Pikachas. Well, that's a simple case. Teitz Mishum Achis Isha. He's married properly to Raisa. His sister-in-law falls to him. She is Yotza because of Achis Isha. Whereas Meis Pikech Bal Pikachas. So if the brother who is married with a kedushin d'oraisa dies, mayas pikeach bal chereshes, who is only married with a kedushin d'rabbanan, meitzes ish to beget, the es eishes achiv bechalitza. So here we say that she's a pikachas, so she is able to do chalitza, she is biva omra, so there is the possibility of chalitza. Shnei Achin, two brothers, Echad Cheresh and Echad Pikeach, and as soon as Shnei Achayis, Achas Chereshes, Achas Pikeachas. And again, we're saying the Cheresh is married to the Chereshes, the Pikeach is married to the Pikeachas. So, Meis Cheresh Bal Chereshes. It's a Kedushin to Rabbanan. It's a Kedushin to Rabbanan. Ma Yas Pikeach Bal Pikeachas. He's married to Yeraisa, and now his sister-in-law falls to him, Tetzim Shemachos Isha, for sure. Whereas Meis Pikeach Bal Pikeachas, which was a Kedushin to Yeraisa. So Ma Yas the Cheresh Bal Chereshes, who's married with a Kedushin to Rabbanan, what is he supposed to do? So Meis Yas Ish to beget, he needs to divorce his wife. The Ashes Afiv, Asur La'ilam, because the Gershon took place. Shnei Achin, Echad Cheresh, Echad Pikeach, and assume the Shtei Nachriyos. So, how now we have a case with a married to two unrelated women. One is a Cheresh, one is a Pikeach. The married to Shtei Nachriyos Pitchis. So, Meis, Cheresh Bal Pikeachas, that's a Kedushin de Rabbanan. Mayas, the Pikeach, Bal Pikeachas, he's married to his wife, Midyaraisa. And now his brother's wife falls to him, so oichilatz and miabim, because the pikachas is the one who fell to him. They're not sisters; they're unrelated. So he can either do chalitza or he can do yibum, no problem. Meis pikach bal pikachas. There was a kedushin diraisa, zikah diraisa. Mayas cheresh bal pikachas. He's only married midrabbanan. So what does he do to his pikachas sister-in-law? Kainis, he has to be miyabim. The Einu Mitzi La'olam, but he's not able to be Mitzi. So here Rashi says, Kainis being Mitzi La'olam, the Le'asi get the day, which is only on the lower level because he's a Cherish. The Le'asi get the day, Mafkia Zikas Yevume Achiv Harishin, which was on a higher level, that was on a Diraisa level, and therefore he's not able to be Mitzi. He would remain in that state. The only way out would be if he would be nishtapa, if he would be cured of his harshes. Shnei achin pikhin, two regular normal brothers, nesuim lebeiz nachriyos, achas pikachas, the achas chareshes, meiz pikeach bal chareshes. It's a conclusion to rabbanan. Mayas pikeach bal pikachas to his sister-in-law who's a chareshes. Mayas pikeach bal pikachas koines. He can't do chalitza because she's a chareshes, so he's koineser. And then imratzal haitzi yaitzi. Right, he's able to be mitzi chareshes, but they can't do chalitza at that stage. Mayas pikeach bal pikachas. They've got a regular kedushin diraisa. Mayas pikeach who's married to the chareshes, so they're not related, so therefore Eichelitz, because his sister-in-law was a Pikachas, falls to him. Eimiyabim, they're not related, he can do Yibim also. Finally, we say, Shnei Achin, Echad Cheresh, Echad Pikeach. Nisuim, Lebeiz, Nachriyos, Achas, Chereshes, Achas, Pikachas. So, Ma, Meis, Cheresh, Bal, Chereshes, the Cheresh, who is married to the Chereshes, with the Kedushin Rabbanan, dies. So, Mayas, Pikeach, Bal, Pikachas. What should the Pikeach do with this Chereshes woman who falls to him? Again, they're not sisters. So, Koines. He can be Koineser. He's not able to do Chalitza because she is a Chereshes, so he's Koines. And then, Imrat Salahitzi Yoitzi. Meis Pikeach Bal Pikachas. That was a condition of the Yoraisa. Ma Yase Cheresh Bal Chereshes. So, he is Koines the Pikachas.
If he was.
If he wants, when he cannot do chalitza. He cannot do chalitza because he's a cheresh, so he's not the omar. So the only choice he has over here, kainis, ve'ena meitzi la'olam. Again, he's not able to rid kedushin diraisa with a lower level type of get. Fine, those are all the cases. Yeah, 2 points for anyone who can say that over Baal Peh. Yeah, zog the Gemara, Amar Rami Brachava. Maishna cheresh v'chareshes the tkinu la rabbanan nesuin umaishna sheita v'sheita v'sheita delay tkinu lahu rabbanan nesuin. So ask the Gemara, you say this to the Kishayla. We've been discussing for quite some time the concept of a kedushin de rabbanan, the chazal on the second kedushin de rabbanan. Excuse me, why when it comes to a cheresh and a chareshes, were they misakin? as opposed to a sheita and a sheita.
What do we assume a cheresh and cheresh can do and love at the moment?
I'm sorry?
What do we assume cheresh and cheresh can do and love? Are they fully cosmetics, just they can't communicate?
Well, they are deaf. They are deaf mutes, and we know that from, we know we always find in Shas, cheresh v'katan, cheresh v'katan, we say that cheresh v'katan are lav b'nei deyom.
That's yes, and yet we're distinguishing them from sheita.
100%. That is exactly what was kasha. The ma'isa, cheresh v'katan, they're always put together. We say that they're lav b'nei deyom. Nevertheless, there's a musig of a kedushin d'rabbanan. The maishna. I remember as a kid in school, it was amazing to see that a boy in my class was in fifth grade. I remember his parents were both deaf mutes, and they had two boys. And obviously they would communicate with their kids in sign language, but it was just, you know, fascinating to see. So, you know, not just one, both of them deaf mutes, and they, Baruch Hashem, they raised two fantastic children. So why is it that Chazal were misaken a marriage for a cheresh and chereshes and not for a sheita and a sheita? So that is the first question. Ditaga, as we see in the Braisa, sheita v'katan shenasu nashim. There's no halachic significance to the marriage of a sheita or a katan, and the litmus test is always to see if there's any yibam implications. Whereas cheresh v'chereshes, where's cheresh v'chereshes? There is. So answer the Gemara says cheresh v'chereshes dikayma takanta derabbanan. There will be a kiyum of the takanta derabbanan. We'll see Rashi what this means. Tekin Rabban Nisuin. Therefore, they enacted a rabbinic marriage. Sheita v'sheita, or Tekinu d'leikhaima tekanta d'rabbanin, de'ein adam darim nachash b'kvipa achas, lay Tekin Rabban Nisuin. Being that the takana, which Chazal wanted, is not viable, therefore they did not create a marriage for them. Says Rashi, let's see a couple of Rashi's. First Rashi in the Sugya, the Tekin Rabban Nisuin, the Ketani Masnesin Shetrichas Chalitza. Again, that is always the litmus test. The Afal Gav de Lav Bar Deyahu. So make no mistakes about this. We are saying that a cheresh is not a bar deya. They cannot make kinyana. Nevertheless, Chazal came along and they made a kedushin derabbanan. So if we skip on Rashi says the kaima takanta derabbanan by cheresh and chereshes should darken liyos shalom beneim. Afiru cherishim chereshes, even if both of them are cherishim. The college again, kisho ish pikeach. And all the more so, I mean, some of the gears are kisho echod pikeach, which is quite interesting, otherwise, if it was kisho ish. Avo sheita afiru bepikachas, l'sheita v'sheita bepikeach, ein shalom b'neyem, or ein darkim liye shalom b'neyem, the college again, sheita v'sheita. As Rashi says, you can't live b'kfifa b'sich kupa achas in one box with a snake. So once they are considered to be insane, then we say it's simply that the relationship is not viable.
So there's two ways of having no das. There's one of having no das and one of being crazy, which is
correct.
Different.
Correct, 100%. And you know, there's a, you know, fascinating, you know, we're so far behind, but there's fascinating discussions in the poskim about deaf mutes who are trained to speak. And the quotes over here that I think in Vienna was the first place where they started a school to teach them how to speak. And what happens if they can speak in some way, shape, or form? Or what happens if they can do a proper sign language, as is very common nowadays? So do we say that they're still considered to be not b'nei das, or they are considered to be b'nei das? Fascinating discussion. But yeah, 100%. There's definitely, I mean, we know for sure there's a difference between a sheita and a katan and a cheresh. Sheita, we say, is mamish, not a bar das, bechlau. And then we have a katan that we know that he has a mikzas das, as we've seen, this pe'utais, memkar, and memkar. And then there is a little bit of an older stage. And we know even once you become a bar das at 12 and 13, we know that you're considered to be a full bar das at 20, and so on. And so it's with cheresh, and the Gemara is going to get into what is the nature of the das of a cheresh. But at this stage, we're saying the reason why they were not misaken but for a sheita with a sheita is because of ein adam dar benachash b'kfifa achas. So there's no marriage. Tesis points out, bottom Tesis, And then one of them was nishkata. Tekina rabbanan sheinim miskareshes. Kevin sheinim yidas lishma atzma kikamon. So it's not that they said you cannot be married to a shaita shaita. Now, if a woman, Rachman al-Son, was nishkates afterwards, the marriage remains. The marriage remains, even though it's a matter of being dar with a nachash b'ktivahat. So that was question number one. Question number two, I was going to ask several maishmas. The second question is, maishma katan delay tekinu rabbanan nisuin, the cherish tekinu le rabbanan nisuin. So neither of these two are b'nei das, and with the cherish you were misakin, with the katan you were not misakin. So the Gemara says, cherish delay asil lechal nisuin, tekinu rabbanan nisuin. Katan de asil lechal nisuin, le tekinu rabbanan nisuin. So one at least will be bar lechlal, so that we would prefer to wait, all things being equal. Interesting Lashon Rashi over here, 3 lines, 4 lines on the bottom, 5 lines. Tekinu le rabbanan nisuin kedei shelo yivatel. Not quite sure what kedei shelo yivatel means. It's difficult to say kedei shelo yivatel from Peru or Revu and Shevis, because he's not a bar mitzvah, he's not mechuyev mitzvahs. So they were mistaken a marriage for a cherish kedei shelo yivatel. Shouldn't be idle. He could get a job and he could work. And I'm not sure exactly what the bitzel is referring to, but interesting Rosh Rashi. Whereas the Kotin, he's also the Chaldas, so let's wait for him to have a proper marriage. Fag the Gemara, 1 second, Variktano, the Asyuluchal Nisuin, and nevertheless there's this concept of this Kedushin de Rabbanim through the mother and the brother, the Tkin Rabban Nisuin. So what's Chatter? Why don't we wait? No. That's certainly the case, because they didn't want, if she doesn't have a father, then people would be mazals and be naig minik hefker. Umayshna, another question. Umayshna kitana de mimenes, umayshna chareshes de le mimana. Both is a kedushin de rabbanon. One, she's able to get out of the kedushin de rabbanon by saying eini rotza. One, she's not able to. So why were they not mesakin a nian of sorts for chareshes? The concern is this was done ultimately for the benefit of the Chareshis, because says Rashi, Mimnoi Nazbila, Hoyol Ula Olam Hi Chaylo Lamayin, Mipnei Charshusa. Meaning, Mian would be done, would be given to a woman if she's in a state of only a Kedushin Derabbanan. So by Mian, by Ketana, it's limited till she becomes a Gedola. There's no concern that people won't marry her. But with a Chareshis, that she will always remain in that state, they were concerned people wouldn't marry her. Rashi says, the guy will be extra nice to the katana until she becomes a gedola, and therefore, ultimately, latovas, the girls, that's the reason why they were not mistaken miyun for the chareshes. Next question: the Maishna Ketana da Achla B'Truma and Kedushin de Rabbanan, or Maishna Chareshes da Leachla B'Truma. This man, hey, is Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gedor al Chareshes Shisiyah Via, which was a Kedushin de Raisa, that nevertheless she Yetsiyah beget, which is what we quoted before. As you see, you don't need her das or rotsin as such. So the only thing Rabbi Yochanan ben Gud Gedor had to tell us about Chareshes is that you can divorce her. The Al Kitana Bas Yisrael Shinisis Lakoyen in a Kedushin de Rabbanan Sheikhelas Betruma. Ah, so the Gemara's Medaik, the Ilu Chareshes, which you started to speak about initially, Leochla, from the fact that you only mentioned the possibility of eating Truma when you started to speak about a Kedushin de Rabbanan of a Kitana, it must be that there was no possibility of Achilas Truma by Chareshes. So why? Why by Katana did they allow Achilas Truma Drabbanan? Did they allow Achilas Truma? And why is it by Chareshes they did not allow? And that we say, Gzeresh Meyachil Cheresh BeChareshes. We were ultimately concerned that maybe a Cheresh would be Meyachil, a Chareshes Truma. Now Rashi points out and says this answer is not really a proper answer, and the Gemara really is just speaking it out, because at this stage, a cherish and a cheresh, they're not b'nei mitzvahs ninu, there's no concern. V'leicho, who cares if they eat? Katan eichol nevelosu. And therefore, that wouldn't be a reason why we would ask her, for fear that a cherish might be meichol, a cheresh. The Gemara says, you're right, and this is kind of ultimately what we wanted to get to, Gzeres Shemiyach Cherish B'Pikachas. The concern is that maybe a Cherish might end up being Michael a Pikachas. And that already is a problem. Because there's Misa V'Dishamayim, and she's not allowed to eat. Cherish B'Pikachas Nami Leichol, but true with the Rabbanan, well, let her eat. If it's only true with the Rabbanan, if she's married with the Rabbanan, let her eat true with the Rabbanan. What's the concern? You're right. Ultimately, this is the concern, that she might come to eat Truma D'Oraisa. So that's the reason why, by Chereshes, we would not misaken any type of Achilas Truma, because there might be a case where there'll be Maichel, a Pikachas, in a Truma D'Oraisa. Just to mention, we've seen many, many times, Shittas Rashi and Tesis and some other we showed them, is that Truma D'Oraisa is Tiresh Dagon V'Yitzar, grain, olives and grapes, whereas the sheep of the Rambam is kol peiros is mechuyev in truma d'oraisa, and it's yirokos which are mechuyev in truma d'rabbanan. And we mentioned it's raya's lekan lekan. Another Mishnah question: the Mishnah ketana the isla ksuba, ketana has a ksuba, they're masakin a ksuba. Who Mishnah chareshes is the less ksuba? Says the Gemara, the imkain that you are mechayev a man to write a ksuba to a deaf mute woman, mimnoi avoli nazbilo. People are not going to be willing to marry her. They will not be willing to marry her. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the page, maybe a little bit past the middle of the page, Rashi says, mimnoi avoli nazbilo, avol biktana le mimnoi de asya lechaldea. Well, people will not be refrain from marrying Kitanes because they know she's going to mature, she will become a Bas Das, but the Chareshes, she won't, and therefore people will not be interested in marrying Chareshes. So ultimately, for her own good and for her own sake, they said you do not need to give a ksuba to a Chareshes. Tesis asks over here, other Yishim asks this question also. Tesis says, Din kein mimnoi volinaz bila. That is one of the golden rules. It's also for a person to live with a woman. So if a man is married to a chareshes and he knows he doesn't have to give her ksuba, he's going to be kalabeinav leitzia. Tesis says, they weren't so concerned about it. That's what Tesis says. That's very interesting. The Sefer Yashrus Yaakov, he quotes the Shoyl of the Nedev Yehuda. And the Shoyl of the Nedev Yehuda wants to say that, look, there's no question, if a man knows that he doesn't have to pay up anything, so she will be Kalabain of Leitzio. So the Shoyl of the Nedev Yehuda wants to be Mechadish, that you're not allowed to be Megarish your wife in such a case. Certainly not Bal Karcha. Leaving aside any Chazer of Inogeshim in Yanim, you wouldn't be at Kama that you would be Kala Be'en of Lahitzia. You're not allowed to divorce a Chareshes. The Nedev Yehuda is Decha, this Shita of the Shoyl, and the Yashrus Yaakov says, from our Tesis, you see clearly not like the Shoyl, because Tesis says, you're right, even though she will be Kala Be'en of Lahitzia, and he would be able to be Lahitzia, but they were not concerned, because for the greater good of the Chareshes, that she will at least be able to get married and have someone to take care of her, they decide in this case, we're not going to worry about it so much. So, the Gemara has just assumed that we know that a Ketana has a Ksuba, and a Chareshes doesn't have a Ksuba, and we're just asking the Mishnah. But now the Gemara says, U Ketana Menalan, the Isla Ksuba. How do you know that she actually has a Ksuba? What is the source that she has a Ksuba? This now, the Mishnah says, Hamamenes. Vahashnia Vilness Ainlan Ksuba. So those three cases, woman of Ketana goes out with Mian, Shnema Divri Seferim, and Ailness, which is a Mekach Tois, in all those three cases, Ainlan Ksuba, Aval Yotze the Get, the Ketana Yeshlan Ksuba. So it's more foolish that a Ketana has a Ksuba. So that is one mission which teaches us that Ketana has a Ksuba. And how did you know that Chareshes Menal and Delasla Ksuba? The Tanya. Cherish v'sheita shenosu pikhois. Afal pish nispagach a cherish v'nishtap ha-sheita ein lehem alem chum. So you have a deaf mute or a sheita who married sane, normal women. So these women they know at the time you're not going to receive a ksuba, you're married to a cheresh, you're married to a sheita. And even though they subsequently were cured and they became normal, if they were divorced at that stage, ein lehem aleihem klum. Rashi says in the last small line, ein lehem aleihem klum, the ein lehem das, the ein tna'oy harishin tna'i. Even if they stipulate they're going to give something, they cannot financially obligate themselves. But avagav the tikkun rabbanan is suin lecherish, leitzkim rabbanan ksuba minei. For the first to come on, as we're going to say, yes, mash ishuetz alisa ishuetz alinasi. Lamais, they were not misaken any type of financial obligations from the cheresh, from the sheita vis-a-vis the pikchas. Now, continues the brisa, and the brisa says, ratzu lekaimon, but if they would like to stay married to them after they are cured, oh, so now it's a regular marriage. Now you would like to continue the marriage once you have become cured, then yesh lehem ksuba. Then there is a ksuba, the Bach adds in a mana, you know, they have the ksuba of a ba'ula, yesh lehem ksuba. So we see in those cases that there's no ksuba. O pikeach shenase cheresh, it's a shoita. If a pikeach marries a cheresh or a shoita, afiru kasev la mea mana, afiru kasev la mea mana, ksuba sekeyemes. So if you wrote her a ksuba of 100 mana, the ksuba is kayemes. So argues is in nation about said lizik bin echasav, and I think that's the gears of Rashi. The Bach has a slightly different gears, so we'll just go with this because this is Rashi's gears. So if you wrote her a ksuba, then she gets it. So pikech marries a chareshes, mikradini didn't need to give her a ksuba. He married a sheita, mikradini didn't need to give her a ksuba. But if he wrote her a ksuba, he wants to damage his property. In other words, he wants to throw away his money, he wants to obligate himself. Okay, he wants to. Think about his medayik, time of the rotza. Halei rotza, ein la, din kein mimnoi v'leinazvila. So the reason why she gets is only because he wrote it, but without that, there's no obligation, because otherwise a person would not be interested in marrying a chareshes, and so on. Good. Yeah, the game of Ramanas. Yahachi Brek the Gemara, Pikachas, Lechirish, Liskin La, Kasuba. So, why don't we say, in order to enable this poor Chirish to find the Shidduch, we should say that if the Chirish marries the Pikachas, you have to give her Kasuba. Because otherwise, no one's going to want to marry this Chirish. Who's going to want to marry this Chirish if there's not going to be any type of financial stability? Yahachi Pikachas, Lechirish, they should have also been misak and ksuba. Them came mimnoi, the women will be nimna v'lei min sevi, they won't marry them. And the Gemara says, yoysim isha ish reitza lisa, isha reitza lehinasei. A woman would be happy, would be willing, I should say, to marry a cheresh, more so than a man, a normal man marrying a chereshes. Says the Gemara, fascinating. Ahu cheresh tahavi b'shivavusei derav malchiei. So remember what we've said. If a cheresh marries a pikachas, he's not obligated to give a ksuba. He's not obligated to give a ksuba. Nevertheless, there was a ma'isa. Ahu cheresh. There was a cheresh who lived in the neighborhood of Rav Malchiei. Ansevei itza. The kosev lo arba me'ezuzim inichsei. And Rav Malchiei prepared the ksuba and says, you are going to give Rav Ksuba 400 zuz, noch. 400 zuz. Now, he's part of the garmi, on Rav Man Chakim, Rav Malchiei. Who is such a chacham like Rav Malchiei? The Gavra Rabu. Ksavra ila rav to shivcha l'sham she mile zavnin and lay. If he wanted just a shivcha to tend to his physical needs and clean the house, he needs assistance, wouldn't he need to spend this amount of money over the course of his life? Kolshkin hacha de ikatarti. All the more so over here, where he has a wife also, and he has a shifcha. So therefore, Rav Malchiei felt that this situation required, yes, getting a ksuba, and there's a discussion of Farshim, how is it within his remit to do so, if we said previously not to. Al Kapanim, you see, there it is. Amr v'chibar ashi amashmu. Eishis cherish. Ein hayavin alea ashim tali. Very interesting Gemara. If a person is ba al eishes cheresh, so here the Gemara is going to start to get into what level of das does a cheresh have, and therefore what type of a kinyan does he have, and is there any element of an Eishes Ish D'Araisa. We know that if a person is Ba, B'Shegeg, on Chayiv Karis, so then you have to bring a Chatas. If it's a Safek, if there's a Chayiv Chatas, then you have to bring an Ashim Tali. Says Reb Chiya Bar Ashi B'Shem Shmuel, Eishes Cheresh, Ein Chayavin Aleh Ashim Tali. So if you look at Rashi, if you have four and seven word lines, Ein Chayavin Aleh Ashim Tali, the name of Safek Eishes Ishi, Safek Hayav Da, Safek Ein Bay, maybe this Cheresh, after all, he functions somewhat, and therefore maybe the whole thing is a Safek, and in which case, Aba Aleha, the Ashim Tali, Zat Shmuel, the Vadai, Ein Li Shum Kinyin Minatera. You shouldn't think it's a Safek, and therefore it's in the world of Ashim Tali. Now, Ein Chayav Aleh Ashim Tali. That is Shmuel's din. Leim Misayei Alei, we've got a Siyua. The Lecherish has no kinyan whatsoever from the first Mishnah, Maseches Trumas. It says, Chamish Alei Yisrael Mubim Tamin Trumas and Truma. There's five situations where they cannot take Truma, and it doesn't work even with the Eved. Eilu Hein, Lecherish. Doesn't work. No, not at all. Shaita. Cotton. Number four, about Teremesh Einishalai, you take children from someone else, without, right? Without permission. But Eva Kechavim Mishatarim Shal Yisrael, Afilo Bishus Yisrael, Ein Trumas and Truma. If a guy takes Truma, even with permission, the Gemara learns out from the fact that there's an extra word, Gam, Kain Tarimu, Gam Atem. It could have said Atem, it's a Gam Atem. So it doesn't work. Teremesh Einishalai doesn't work because there's a Pasha Shlichus, that's one of the Makaris of Shlichus. But number one on the list is Cheresh. So you have a rye from here, then Cheresh has 0.0 kinyan, and it does not work at all. And therefore, that clearly is a siyua to Shmuel. Another Gemara says no, not necessarily. Who the Omar Rebbe Elazar? Could be that he actually holds like Rebbe Elazar. The Tanya Rebbe Yitzchok Oyma Mishum Rebbe Elazar, Trumas Cheresh Leisetzi Lechulin. If a cheresh took truma, then it does not fix the rest of the kri to say that everything is yatzal chulin. Maybe it's a safik. It's a safik. So maybe in fact Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar, you can't bring a rye from the first mission of truma. Maybe he holds like the other tana. But frankly, Gemara is really correct. The Eliezer that it's a safik. So Ashim Tali now milichayiv. So then why is he not mechuyev in Ashim Tali if someone is ba? Aleishes Cheresh. And that will say no. That's a local din in the world of Ashim Tali. Boyinen Chaticha Mishti Chaticha is. In order to be Mechiv and Ashim Tali, there is Machlekes Tanayim, and one sheet in Tanayim is that there have to be two distinct pieces. Chaticha of Shumen, Chaticha of Chaylev, and you eat one of the two. But here there's no two distinct pieces, it's just she's an Aleishes Cheresh. Everyone knows she's an Aleishes Cheresh, and therefore in the world of Ashim Tali, there would not be a Chiyav Ashim Tali, because it's only one Chaticha. Frankly, Gemara, me, Boy, Rebbe Elazar, Chaticha, Mishti, Chaticha, says that, in fact, Shittas Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Eliezer, Latanya, Rebbe Elazar, Eimer, Koi, which we say is a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema. Now, a Chaya, you're allowed to eat the Chaylev. A Behema, you're not allowed to eat its fat. So what's the din of a Safik Chaya, Safik Behema? Koi, Chayav, and Al-Chel, Boy, Ashim Tali. So it's not, Rebbe Elazar speaking, it's not Chaticha Mishti Chaticha, it's just a Koy, and he says, nevertheless, you are Mechuyev and Ashim Tali, so you see, Rebbe Elazar, there's no requirement of Chaticha Mishti Chaticha. Says the Gemara, Shmuel Savra Ke Rebbe Elazar Bechada, Upalagalei Bechada. Many holds Rebbe Elazar that a Cheresh is considered to be like a Safik Ben Das, not like the first mission in Trumas, but rather like Rebbe Elazar. But he disagrees, and he is matzrich to chatichis, and that's the reason why he says that if a person is baal eishes cheresh, you would be potter from an ashim tali. Savle kechada, palegle vechada. That is the first lashon. Yigdamri amr b'chibar ashi amr shmul eishes cheresh chayavin ale ashim tali. You would be mechuyev in ashim tali. It's takasafik. Meisvei chamish leisraimu. First on the list is Cheresh. So you see that there's no das, there's no kinyan, there's no nothing. Says the Gemara, Savala Karevi Elazar, like Rebbe Elazar, he holds like Rebbe Elazar, like Gamrei. The Rebbe Elazar says that it is a Safik, and there's no requirement of Shtei Chatichais, and that's the reason why you would be Mechuyev in Ashim Tali. Good. Finally, the Gemara says, "Boy Rabashi, my time with Rabbi Lazar. What is the reason Rabbi Lazar says that a cheirish? If there's an aspect of suffering going on over here, is not in Gansen like a shaita. My time with Rabbi Lazar, mifshep shitalei the cheirish died to klishto. So it's possible that the cheirish his das is klishto. Rashi says daka. Tilas in the bottom. Kolim b'daitzim mu'etis. Sheinim chudid lahavin kishav neilim. He's certainly lacking the sharpness of everyone else. That's a given, for sure. Mivshav shitalei techeresh daita klishto. Umiyam is sapkai. What's the suffix? Idaita tzilusa. Ilav daita tzilusa. Ulelem chudid daita hu. Either the suffix is, he's got one consistent das. It's not erratic. It's one consistent das. We're just not quite sure of the levels of tzlilus das, of clarity that he has. It's one consistent das, but we're not quite sure about the level. Is that the pshat? We'll see Rashi in a second. Oidilma pshitle didaita klishto. We know that his das is weak. The lav daita tzilusu, and it's not always so clear. V'hacha hainu taima kevin de'itim chalim de'itim shoita, being that at times he seems more rational than other times. So that's the kind of part of our suffix. That's the part of Rav Lazar's suffix, because at times he seems to be more lucid and coherent and reasonable than other times. Says the Gemara, l'maynaf gemino, what the pshat in Rav Lazar is, l'haitzi ishte beget, meaning iam is chadadaitza, if his das is always consistent and stable. It's just we're not really sure about the level, but it's consistent. Our consistency is very important. Kekidushin, kafgerushin. As long as it's on the same level, we've said, just like you enter the marriage, so too he can exit the marriage. Kekidushin, kafgerushin. Whereas, vi amrit, itim chalam, itim shaita. But if you say, we're concerned about the erratic nature of the cherish's das, so then kedushi matzim mekadesh, but girushe le matzim megarish, because maybe he was in a higher level of tzlilas hadas by the kedushin, more so than the girushin. In which case, being that it's on a lower level, he's not able to go out of the marriage. That is our suffix in Rav Lazar, and that is a takel. I was.